Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Chaf Ches. We're up to Sif Lam Gimel. Goneach. What's a goneach? Let's look straight to the Mishnah Berurah. Mikav Libo. He has a heart ailment. Sherefuaso Linok Chala Voteach Behema. His particular refuah is to go straight and suck out milk straight from the udder of a behema when it's nice and like hot and bubbling. Okay, so this guy. Mutter linok chalav behema. He can actually go and suck out the chalav for the behema. Dibukain tsara lo gozer rabbanon. Because in a scenario of tsar, the chachamim were not gozer. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan kuf zayin. Bimakom tsara hainu. The av to ikar chaliva sa behema. Humido raisa. Even though milking a cow is a do raisa mishum mafarek. It's the malacha of a farek. The who told of the dash, right? Extracting, which is a told of dash, who kemoshe kasav nibereish simin shin chav, like we learned in simin shin chav, mikovako bezeshu al yidei yenika, the fact that he's actually nursing the cow, the who rak lachayad, it's a shinui, lo havi rak yisid rabbanan, it's only yisid rabbanan, the hitziru bezeh, and they were matir him, because he has this chayli, ba'af the kaimel on the b'chol kol yishay mosakana, even though we hold the b'chol kol yishay mosakana, omele einu yuhudi v'yoseh. You tell a non-Jew to go ahead and do it. Here it's different because Gufa, his refuah, is to go ahead and suck it himself. So it comes out, if this wasn't his unique refuah, then he would have to have a guy do the milking and not do it himself, even though this is considered a doing it al yedei Al Yidei Shinui, because the Shinui, smash from here, that when we say he can do the Shinui by himself, that's only by Yisad Rabbanan, according to the Mishnah Berurah. There are other points in the Cholik, but he clearly holds that you don't do a Doraisa B'Shinui, even if you're a Chole She Ein Bo Sakana, you don't do it by yourself if you could have a Goy go ahead and do it. Okay? Yesh Omrim, She'im, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Omrim, She'im Ein Ela. If the only thing he's feeling is a tsar of he's really hungry, so then it's also linok b'behema b'shabbos. Then he's not allowed to go ahead and nurse the cow. Pretty gross. He's not allowed to go ahead and suck out straight from the cow on Shabbos. Yesh omrim, the Mishnah Berurah kufches. Hay lashon yesh omrim ena meduktak. It's not meduktak. The Mashmah the Sefer Rishonim mutter b'shabbos. It sounds like, according to the first opinion, it's mutter b'shavis afilu mishum tsar rav. That makes it sound like the first opinion holds the person is like in a lot of pain because he's hungry. I'm hungry. Right? That would be okay to do it b'shinui. Uvemes lo is kiru davar zaklah. It's not true. No one mentions such a thing. B'asher lo yidu afilu b'yongtov aser b'zeh. So it could be that what he's saying is even on yongtov, it's going to be aser. Right? Ela din bifnei atzmohu. It's a separate halacha teaching you that even on Yom Tov, where you're allowed to do halacha for ochal nefesh and things like that, it would be usher. The yesh poskim shemchalkim bein Shabbos liYom Tov liinyan tsar rav, because there are poskim that make a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov with respect to the issue of if you have a tsar of rav, you're very hungry on Yom Tov, there are poskim that allow it. Kasev abach li rav d'halacha kayesh omrim. The halacha is like the yesh omrim here. That you're not allowed to go ahead and do what? That you're not allowed to go ahead for tsar to be yonek from a behema on Shabbos. Okay? Let's move on. Kuf tes. Aser linok. Dafka mishum tsar choli ketiru aval lo bezek, because they only were matir mishum tsar choli to him go ahead and drink straight from the cow's udder, which is a shinui. Duhu al kol panim mefarek kelachayad, because it's still an isid rabbana of kelachayad. Whereas when you have a daraisa kelachayad, that's still also be rabbana. B'Shabbos aval biyontov mutter, but biyontov, as we said, it's going to be mutter. If he doesn't have it, ain lo ain a Yehudi lach lo val yado. He's very hungry, and there's no guy to do the. Milking. The miyeshlo machal lachalov bo, aser linok b'fiv gam b'yomtov. Ella yachlov l'tocha machal k'mo shekasuv siman tuf kafe. He says, if you have a food, a solid, to go ahead and milk into, then that's better than doing it into your mouth, even on Yom Tov. Because as you all know, as we learned from Shechita, if you do Shechita into a solid, a liquid into a solid, that's why you're allowed to, for example, squeeze lemon onto fish, but you just can't squeeze a lemon into your tea. Because if you're squeezing it into a solid, that's not Shechita, because it's not, it basically turns into the solid, not considered Shechita. So that would be the same thing you should do by milking. That's the ideal thing when you're milking from a cow, to milk into something solid. If you have to do it, right, go ahead and like do it into something solid and then eat it, you know, if this is what you need to drink. If you can go ahead and do that, then if you're really hungry, then do that. Okay, let's move on. Again, this is not even on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it because you're hungry. Lamed Dalit. Lo sekel isha chala midadeha l'tocha kos o l'tocha kedera b'tanik esbana. A woman is not allowed to go ahead and milk, okay, express milk from herself into a cup or into a pot, and then go ahead and nurse her. No, you're not allowed to express milk to your baby on Shabbos. That's Shechita. Okay, let's look at Kuf Yud Aleph. V'sanik, Mishum Mefarik. That is Mefarik. Now, what happens if a tinok can't milk straight from the mother? And she has to feed him, okay, fresh milk. So Rosh Hashanah Harbach says, in that case, it's mutter to go ahead and do it, all right? Because it becomes like a suffix, a con, nothing like that. I ain't shum, Rosh Hashanah Shmir Shabbos. Lamed hey. But in general, women she should express before Shabbos, should not express on Shabbos, because it would be mefarik. Lamed hey. Mutter le'isha le'kaleach me'acholav k'dei she'yechoz ha'tinok hada ve'yanik. Here, she's not expressing. She's just going ahead and giving a little bit, squeezing a little bit of milk out so that the tinok will go ahead and do what? Now, she's not expressing it to anywhere. She's just doing a little bit so that the tinok will grab on, right, and nurse. She says, that's allowed. Because what is she doing? She's doing it straight, the toch pi a tinok. She's not nursing into a cup. She's not expressing into a cup. She's going ahead and squeezing a little bit out, like, she's allowed to initiate the nursing, and that will be okay, right? Aval also look what the Mishnah Rama says. Aval also latiz me chalava al mi shenashav bo ruach ra. So there was some wacky thing that they used to go on. Or someone had something ruach ra take over him, and what they would do was to make him like feel better is somehow they would spritz the woman would spritz her milk on him. Or her, whoever, let's say, the woman, let's assume it's a woman she's doing it to, okay? And that would remove the whatever thing was bothering this person, the less both sakana, because there's no sakana and they have been able to do it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Betzara yaseira nami lekasham. There's not great tsar. Halav achi shari. Otherwise, it would be okay if there was great tsar. Why? Because he assumes this is a malacha shen tzricha legufahi, because it was a big chiddush. Because he's assuming that the fact that the person doesn't really need the milk, it's just to remove the ruach ra, that's a blah shesrich lagufa. The truth is, in Ian Shear, we have to clear this. Like, why is that not blah shesrich lagufa? This person with the ruach ra needs the milk. So that's an extraction of the milk for the milk. He was saying, oh, it's not for the milk, it's for the refuah. What do you mean for the refuah? The refuah is the milk. So this definitely needs tremendous. Lundersizing. But anyway, that's what he says. Anyway, I don't know of any person that actually has this type of refuah. I don't think it's brought down in the refuah halacha l'maisa book for someone who has a ruach ra that needs a milk spritz. Okay, let's move on here. Lamed vav. Ein loatsin matstiki. So now we're coming to a person chewing gum. Chewing gum online? Boy, is that strict. Okay, ein loatsin matstiki. Ayein simen. Resh Yud Vav Sif Gimel Pei Usho. Should check out that Resh Yud Vav Sif Gimel. What this? It's Pei Rush, he says. But again, this is a type of gum. So you're not allowed to go ahead and chew it below Shafin Bo, and you're not allowed to go ahead and smear it on the this gum on your teeth. Hashinayim Lirifua. It's because of the refuah. It's like a medicated gum. V'im mishum reyach hapeh mutter. And if it's because you got bad breath and you're chewing gum, that's mutter because it's just to get rid of the bad breath. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Siv katan kuf yudalin perusho v'hu min seraf ayotzei min ailan. It's a type of stuff that comes out of the tree that makes like a gum like. It's obviously gooey and it becomes like a gum. Sheyesh bo reyach tov. It has good smell. Shuffin bo betosefta isa bisein. It says bisein. They basically talking about putting it straight on the teeth for a fua. But if it's for the bad smell, then it's going to be mutter. Because for bad breath, it's not considered refuah. So the poskim all discuss mouthwash. What's the pshat with mouthwash? Is mouthwash okay? So it all depends. What's the nature of the mouthwash? If the mouthwash is just to give you a good smell, right? You drink it, spit it out, and just to make your breath smell good, that's fine. But if it's like they claim that it's to get rid of the like illness that you have in your mouth, the bacteria and all that stuff, and you have some condition in your mouth, which a lot of doctors say, like, why do you think I have bad breath? Because he has a real condition. And therefore, this particular type of mouthwash is some type of medicated, it's a medicated mouthwash to get rid of the source of the bad breath, then it would be us, they say. Okay? Let's move on here. Lamed Zayin. Kol acholim umashkim. Shehem machal briyim, mutter le'achlan l'shtoysan l'refuah. Here's a famous halacha. All foods and drinks that are foods that healthy people eat, that could be, you're allowed to eat that and drink that for refuah, even if it's for refuah. So let's say Pepsi Max. Pepsi Max gets rid of my illness. Now, that's machal briyim. Okay? No problem. I have some illness that's going to, That Pepsi Max is going to take care of, no problem. It is totally okay. He says, and this is true. Afal pishein kashim luktsas briyim, and therefore muchacha milsa de la refuah oven. And therefore, it becomes clear that you know that it's for refuah. It's still going to be okay because definitionally it's defined as a maichal and a mashkia briyim. So afil achi shari. However, but if it's not something that's ordinarily eaten and drunk by healthy people, so then it's going to be asr to eat and drink for refuah. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. L'ktsas briyim, tzarech lomar dvarim. Shouldn't say afal pishem kashim l'ktsas briyim. It should say l'ktsas dvarim. Klomar afal bishad davar hazeh mazik tzas. Don't read it as I read it, that even though they are kasha to certain healthy people. But rather, the girsa is, even though it happens to be mazik, certain avarim in the guf. Something like tchul, for example, which the Gemara says, it's good for the teeth, but bad for the intestines. The Igavna. Imkain Mukhav Milsa She Osebo Lirfua Lashinaya. So then it becomes clear that what? He's doing it as a refua for the Shinayim. The Lav Hachi Lohaya Ochel Kevan Shu Mazik Li Meayim. Afilohi Shari the Bikomakom Ochel. So he says, why does it become clear that he's doing it Lirfua? It becomes clear that he's doing it Lirfua. Kufa, because right, it becomes clear that he's doing it l'refuah. Kufa, because since it's bad for his tummy, so why else would he be drinking it? Even though it's a machal briyim, it must be because it's a refuah for his shinayim. And that's what he means. It's still an ochel because people go ahead and eat it. Okay, v'chol she'eno, and anything that is not a machal and a mashke briyim. So he said that's going to be asal achal l'shtos of the refuah. With Nezeh, he says, based on this, asal l'shtos mashke ha-mishalshin. You can't drink a mashke ha-mishalshin. like a drink that makes you go to the bathroom. Could go lana v'chayotze bo, any type of diuretic. It's going to make you go im lo shem etzara v'chola kol gufo, unless, of course, you are a chola she ain bo sakana al yidei zeh, then you'd be able to drink it. Osha nashal l'mishka, right? Two scenarios of a chola she ain bo sakana. Right, afilu hu choli she'ein bo sakana. Even as a choli she'ein bo sakana, shari ukin lekame b'haga. Like we'll see in the haga, at any time someone's a chola she'ein bo sakana, he could take something for refuah. Kuf yud tes aval im. Oh, so now we got to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. He says the dafka mi she'yesh lo mechush bi'alma hu mischazek v'holeich kibari. Someone has an ailment, and then but he's walking around with the ailment. It's a minor ailment. He's not a chol sheyesh ein bo sakana. He's not a chol sheyesh bo sakana. He's not even a chol sheyesh ein bo sakana. He has a minor ailment. So he's not allowed. This is the gzeira mishum shchichas sabamanim. He's not allowed to take things for refuah. So it's not a machal briyim. So then you're basically taking something for refuah, which is aser. Aval im ein lo shum mechosh. He says, let's say there's nothing wrong with you, and you just want to drink it. You happen to like this diuretic. It tastes good for you. Okay, so then you'd be allowed to, okay, like prune, you know, right? Prune juice, okay. Let's assume no one drinks prune juice, okay. So you'd be allowed to take it. Again, let's say for example, prune juice. No one drinks prune juice. It's clearly only drunk by people who have, you know, constipation. Okay, let's assume. Again, it could be that prune juice is machal briyim. Okay. So what he's saying is, if you don't happen to have anything wrong with you, so then you'd be able to drink it. Well, you wouldn't be able to drink it if you have a minor ailment. Instead, it's being done with refuah. If you don't have anything wrong with you, clearly it's being done for a drink. The Rama says, "V'chayim nafal mishkav shari." And of course, if, as he pointed out before, if you are a chol hashem b'sakana, for sure you can take anything that is for refuah. Let's look weiter here. Weiter in Shas, Mishnah Brura, we're up to Sifkat and Kuf Yates, Aval Im, Behecha Diyeshlo Shum Mechosh. What happens if a person has a Mechosh? Afilu hu ochel v'shosel l'rayavor l'tzimon aser. Ah, he makes a very interesting deal here. He says, what happens in a situation when you have a Mechosh, you have a minor ailment, even if he's drinking these, what? He's drinking these drinks that are not, you hear this? He happens to have a mechosh. He has something wrong with him. But he's not drinking the prune juice because of the mechosh. He's drinking it because he likes it. I'm giving it a bad example of prune juice. The prune juice might be a michael briyim. But again, I'm assuming it's not a michael briyim. Laxatives. He likes nice, tasty laxatives. He likes to drink them. So that's going to be, okay, that's going to be usher. Afilu ochel b'shos of the re'av ol tzimon. Even if he's like just really thirsty, he has to drink this type of laxative. Usher. Atam tim tikeman du cholem v'zehu refuah asav tim di the cholem this is refuah yomu shel refuah os says that people will say that he's doing it for refuah even though he's not doing it for refuah because he is a refuah by any ber halacha there's that check out the ber halacha because actually happens to be a machlok okay and he says ein lo shum mechush he says if you don't have any mechush zainu sheochel v'shose le ravono ulitzimano we're talking about where he's eating it or drinking it because he's very hungry or very thirsty and he's got nothing wrong with it. It has to be totally okay. Aval im hu oseh l'refuah, but what if he's doing it for refuah? Da'ayinu k'dei l'chazek mizgo, kasa v'gavram, da'afilu b'bari gamur aser. So he's saying, let's say you're doing it for some type of refuah, even if you're a total bari, you have no mechush, but you're going ahead and you want to. This is a very interesting thing, because this is sort of like saying, what about like I know it could be like a shayla like vitamins. It sounds like vitamins is not a it's I don't know, see, vitamins might not be a great example either, but his point is if you're taking something, you're taking something that you're doing to make you healthier, even if it's not refuah for an ailment, you have no michush. You just want to go ahead and make yourself better. Mechazek yourself. That would also be a problem, according to the Magen Avram. The Igros Maisha, he has a taina on this understanding of the Magen Avraham, the way I'm explaining it. He says the Kavana here is not for a guy who's totally, totally healthy. Even though he says totally healthy, he says it's not really totally, totally healthy. Because if he's totally healthy, then it's not any type of refuah from this eating. And therefore, he means that he's just like a weaker person. No, he's a weaker person. He's like schwach. He's tired all. Like he's a weak guy. You know, he's a weak guy who's like tired all the time, and he needs to get more strength and things like that. There's no mechush. There's no ailment, but he's a schwach guy, and he's gonna make himself more strong because he's weak. But if he's like, let's say he's totally sort of Steiner's walking. Let's say he's like a Steiner. Totally, you know. So then there'll be no issue. There'll be no issue. He's talking about okay. So that's the issue. Now Rav Moshe basically. Based on this, brings up the issue, like I said, of vitamins. That's purely for chizuk haguf, even though they're not viewed as meichel briyah, he says. And this is a big shaila because others basically say no, it is a meichel briyah. So maybe we'll discuss vitamins in the beginning tomorrow. Let's just finish up the Mishnah Brura here. Im nafal the mishkav shari. So he says, Perish, lechol l'shtoiz dvarim she'ein miderech habriyim lechol, to go and eat and drink things that are not derech habriyim, only people that are sick or weak eat them. Mustimas dvarim ramah mashma. In ramah it's mashma she'ein sarach apilu she'yu ha'ein yehudi moshilo. You don't need a non-Jew to give it to him. And l'mutu lo l'kach ba'at so he can take it himself. V'yavak ha'da v'askidu l'av v'sifri yizayin l'kdeh gimel v'shvush yesh bo ma'isa asir al yedei Yisrael. Even though we saw that a Yisrael, who's even a chola she'en bo sakana, cannot go ahead and take something that involves an issur d'rabbanan, unless he's doing it b'shinui, right? V'yeno mutar ki al yidei shinui, tzorech lomer d'shayni hasam. It's different there. Why? Shemayri b'malachas d'rabbanan, other malachas d'rabbanan, odvarim shemechsei kei malacha, please look at malacha. But here, when there's no, it's not malacha like the whole of bari mutter, because for a bari, it's totally okay. Only someone who's sick, gazru, they would gozer mishum shtiga salmanim. The chole gamur lo gazru, they would not gozer on a chole gamur. And this is how we pass it, even though not everyone seems to hold like this. This is how we pass it. If you have, let's say, a migraine, to the point where you're chola she'en bo sakana, you don't have to take the Excedrin with a shinui. You can take the medicine without a shinui. Okay.